attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, thanks again to Dr. Frank Kang for some healing revolution. We love him. We love it. And Super Don, you'll never guess what. I got another call during the break, during the news break. Guess what? Another event.
Another event?
Another event. Those of you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show in Southern California, February 22nd, that's Saturday, we've got a big event. It's going to be held near LAX. Just to give you a heads up, I don't have the exact details. They're going to be sending it to me. Man, I got to go cross country to be with my friends in Southern California. So that's the upside of it. The downside, I got to travel all that way. But yes, 22nd of February, so stay tuned to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. We'll include the events as I do it each and every day when I do show notes, upcoming events that I know about. I've got some tonight, so there you go. Breathe, RSB. Breathe. Speaking of breathing, we got questions about breathing coming through the show notes. People, you know, logging in and going, they don't even log in. They can go to the page and ask a question. It gets sent to me, alerted me, and then we eventually get to it. I'm still far behind on those because of all the travel trips. So we're going to have to do that too this hour. We're going to cram it in as much as I can and
cram it in.
Cram it in. Speaking of cramming and jamming, jam. Oh my gosh. You know, when we had the holiday break, I think we went up to visit family in North Carolina. We had to pass by Coast Guard Corey and family. Mm-hmm. Love to them. Charlene's, oh my gosh, his wife made the best blueberry jam I've ever had in my life. And
nice.
Just thinking a cram rhyme with jam. And I just heard from Coast Guard Corey, and I just had to send the vitamin L out your way as well to your family. And all right. The families that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know families listen together. And that's a good, happy, and healthy thing. So what do we want to do this hour? Liam Sheff's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about scientists. Who is a scientist? What is a scientist? Do scientists eat their own? Do they eat their young? It's a really intense discussion of scientism and scientismists. And then Trish Sheldon's going to join us because, again, next week, Thursday, the 23rd of January now, again, another event we just mentioned in the last hour, the GMO-free Florida hosting Jeffrey Smith and a whole bunch of other great, great folks down there in Fort Lauderdale area. More information forthcoming. We've got it linked up as well in the show notes. There's an image. You can see it. You can link to it. And I'll be there broadcasting live next Thursday. So, wow, what the heck are we doing? This is crazy talk, Robert. Why are you doing that? Stay at home. Don't go out. Well, I don't know. Mission
I don't
to heal.
Know. I mean, you know what? I think you're going to get a call from Ellen DeGeneres probably on the next break asking you to co-host the Oscars or something.
Seriously,
you
we know? Heard Super Don joking about that. Can you host with Ellen? No. Call Liam. He'll do it. Yeah.
That's funny.
We'll see. All right. So what else we got? Harry Reid back in the news. You know all the controversy surrounding Robert Gates, who was what, the Secretary of Defense, wasn't he?
Robert Gates? Defense Secretary. Robert Gates came out with
Pentagon.
A memoir slamming Obama and Joe Biden. And you know, quite often, it's not unusual, these guys, they get out of office, they don't have the gag order situation going on where they have to, you know, be careful about what they say because they're in the administration. They get out, they write a memoir, and then you get to hear a little bit more about what really went on and what they really think. And, he slammed Obama, slammed a lot of what was going on in the administration, and apparently he has a part of his memoir there about Harry Reid. But this is not really a slam.
No, this is really kind of strange, the request. And, I dare say, I don't know if it coincides with the way Obama's speech did. I don't think it did with a military-industrial complex speech from Eisenhower. But he evidently was, you know, Harry Reid, head of the Senate kind of thing, dealing with Robert Gates, Pentagon. You know, this stuff happens. They're all saying, that, you know, can you do this? Can you do that? Now, most of it is normally military-related. But this time it's kind of unusual because he asked Robert Gates in the Pentagon to look into something we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And no, he didn't mention the Robert Scott Bell Show that I know of. At least it's not in Robert Gates' book. But hey, Billy Bob Gates there at the Pentagon, can you look into irritable bowel syndrome while you're trying to manage two undeclared unconstitutional wars? I added the undeclared unconstitutional wars. But while you're in Afghanistan and Iraq, can you look into irritable bowel syndrome? You got enough of a budget. You can kind of redirect some to IBS, can't you?
This I want to laugh at this, but unfortunately, he's serious. Harry Reid actually asked the Secretary of Defense, the guy who is basically running the Pentagon, to see whether the Pentagon, the Defense Department, would be willing to do some research on irritable bowel syndrome. Now, my question is, why? Why the Defense Department?
Well, didn't the NIH looking into it? I mean, you really need billion from the Defense Department? Well, maybe the Defense Department runs the NIH. Can you check the links there?
I don't know. There's a joke in there somewhere, and unfortunately, I haven't found it yet. But the Defense Department, one of the branches of, or not necessarily a branch of government, but you know, departments within government that you think would not be called upon to investigate and research irritable bowel syndrome.
Well, you know, if he would ask for some budgeting for like PTSD, you could sort of understand it. But he said IBS. IBS. Now, I'm not aware. I am not aware of the troops suffering severely from IBS. They might be. But I haven't seen news reports on that. It's all about PTSD, suicides. And, of course, it's abhorrent the way they're treating the troops with drugging them. Of course, we've covered that over the years here. But IBS is something that we know how to address. We don't need any money budget from government going into it. If they want to send it our way, I don't know that we'd necessarily accept it because it always comes with some nasty strings. But irritable bowel syndrome, like diverticulitis, colitis, and Crohn's disease, candida overgrowth, I mean, all of these gastrointestinal inflammatory disorders are caused in part by the very vaccinations that they're giving to the troops, experimental or not. And so there might be an IBS, pardon the pun, explosion, not from the gummy bears we talked about the other day, but the actual inflammatory condition. It's not only caused by vaccines, but antibiotics. And then we go into all the other synthetics, additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. Add to that mix the GMOs, which we're going to talk more about this hour with Liam Sheff and Trish Sheldon. And you've got a recipe for bowel inflammation of all kinds. But why Harry Reid asked Robert, it might remain a mystery, because I don't have Robert Gates' phone number to say, why do you think he asked you about it? And I know Harry Reid won't return our calls because, you know, he might think we're just not nice to him because, well, heck, we disagree on just about everything. You know, the thing is, maybe if he was saying, hey, can we bring our troops home and redirect monies into some, you know, discussion for holistic health care or something, we might go, yeah, all right, Harry, that's a little kinder and gentler of you. But to do what he's doing and to support the, you know, or let's say block, for instance, questions about the Federal Reserve, even auditing it when he himself, when we played audio of him doing it, supporting auditing the Fed. I mean, I don't know what to say either, Super Don, about him asking that question, IBS of the Pentagon, but we know how to clear it up here. In fact, that's what we're going to do real quick right now. Now, it's part of what I went on Carol Alt's show to do, and I want to remind you, Ty Bollinger is going to be on tomorrow talking about cannabis. Cannabis with Carol Alt on A Healthy You on Fox News, 4 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. So that's going to be awesome. Awesome, awesome.
It will be.
So now, what else? I did want to get into some questions or answering some questions here because I had so many coming through, and because of my travel trips, it's been hard to do. We got one from the Organic Mechanic, Jeff. Remember him up in Canada?
Right.
He's wondering what I think of multi-form homeopathic formulas. He says, I've heard you speak about the benefits before. He said, I think it would be all right. He's talking about a 12-piece formula for overall health. I don't know if it's 12-piece or 12 remedies in there. Many good things in it that I've heard you speak of. Just wondering of your insights on this. Yeah, I see, there's a schism in homeopathy, those that believe in only one single remedy at a time, and those who are more flexible and say, no, we can use multiple formulas or complex formulas to address many things simultaneously. And I am of that school of thought that the body can handle multiple forms of information and energy beyond the conscious mind without freaking out. But homeopaths, some religious dogmatic, I call them Hahnemaniacs, never went beyond early Hahnemanian years to say, wait a second, maybe there was an evolution in thinking that Dr. Samuel Hahnemann also brought about when dealing with the chronic diseases of the French aristocracy later in his life, from prior to that point where he was dealing with the German peasants, the farmers that lived a largely healthy life, and it was a tough life, but they were strong, and they exhibited acute diseases versus chronic degradation diseases of a wrong lifestyle. So complex formulas address that much more comprehensively. It's not the same thing as doing constitutional prescribing. I acknowledge that. But I think you can coexist with that concept. So, yes, I support you using multiple formulations. Absolutely, I do. He says he takes a lot of things day to day, and some of it's mixed up, powder supplements, powder shake, teas, tablets. Tries to follow the structure outlined by David Wolf's Longevity Now program, clearing calcification and regulating hormones. He says he's all over the map, mixing anything you might think that could cancel out, but he doesn't want to cancel. Okay, I understand. Concept of putting discordant energies in to cancel one thing out over another. And that's a theory in homeopathy, too, that certain remedies will cancel certain other remedies out. And I don't know if that's valid or true, because I've seen these remedies work even if they are considered opposing, because they have indications that seem to be opposite. But in the body has an intelligence that's far beyond the human mind, far beyond even Dr. Samuel Hahnemann's mind, to work for some stasis. And it can deal with these energies that are not forceful. They don't force things to happen like a drug does, but it normalizes and balances them. So we went long on that question, but hey, Jeff the Organic Mechanic, he deserves a good answer. We got a question on coughing coming up next. I got to cram a lot into this next segment, plus GMO mosquitoes. We might hold that off for Liam. And then Trish Sheldon here. The Robert Scott Bell Show, rocking the health world 6 days a week. RobertScottBell.com, NaturalNewsRadio.com, GCNLive.com. How many .coms do you want? Check it out. Come to my website. Give me a call. 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone?
Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hours a day, 6 days a week, sometimes more. Do you have a remedy for, he's crazy. What is he doing? What does he think he's doing? He's crazy. No, I just, you know, keep hitting the 911 burnout, 911 stress control, and other things. And question of the day number two comes from Richard T. in Uncasville, or is it Uncasville, Connecticut? Hi, Robert. What is good for a cough? Yeah, Richard is go right to the point. I like that, because I've got some that are paragraphs long. I love it when you get right to the point. What is good for a cough? Well, nice. First of all, stay out of the chemtrails. I just got back from New York City, as you know, and Long Island, and the air, not so great. And Brandon, of course, our teenage listener in Utah, was very concerned. He said, you forgot to bring the outdoor air pollution formula. That's right. I acknowledge I did. But we had our carnivora. In fact, there's a little video Ty and I did on Times Square talking about that. But really, the cough is a result of trying to expel some garbage and gunk from the lungs. Super Don, you know about this recently. You've been hitting the silver pretty hard. And even if you kill the bad guys, you still got to get the debris out of your body. Are you having a little sluggishness getting it out there?
I am. You know, it's just you got a massive amount of bad guys in there that you're trying to get rid of. You can kill them, and that's great. That's just part of the process. But then what do you do with all the little dead guy?
The dead bodies.
Body parts, bad guy body parts, right?
Clear the battlefield. Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, of course, so, Super Don, you're lining up to do a coffee enema as we speak, right?
Yeah, I can't wait for the show to be over so I can just run right into the kitchen, you know?
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm glad you don't. So,
all right. Yeah. But, no, but the bottom line is you've got to support your detox system, all right? If it's extra selenium, if it's extra milk thistle, you know, anything that's going to help glutathione production, you're going to do more One World Way, something along those lines. That's the key. Make sure you hydrate enough to move the stuff on out. Now, the cough is the body's response, either to debris that you've inhaled or things that the body is trying to throw out through the lungs because the liver, kidneys, spleen, colon, things are not doing their job as well as they could or should, or it's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm. Of course, pollution does that. As I said, chemtrails, look up, you're breathing some nasty stuff. So what do I do? Of course, liver, Bryonia alba is the homeopathic remedy. Dr. King has great formulas for cough and asthma and bronchitis and all of that. We talk about Bryonia. We talk about Antimonium tartaricum. We talk about Spongia tosta. Remember, everybody, toasted SpongeBob, good for your cough, good for your lungs. And Drosera rotundifolia. We also talked about Nature's Nurse, which is that it's not the red marine algae. It's the red mangrove from Fiji, also good for the lungs. What's good for a cough? There's a lot of things good for a cough. But the bottom line, help your liver and nebulize the silver Super Don. Nebulize that silver, whatever you have.
I've done that before.
Put it in the nebulizer. Yeah,
yep, that's cool. Done that before. I've known people, especially with people that are dealing with issues like pneumonia. Excellent way to knock that out and recover much quicker if you can get that into the lungs by way of a nebulizer.
Yeah. Now, here's question of the day, number four. I sort of skipped over Brandon's number three. I'll have to revisit that another time. But this is coming from Curtis Strong. He says, I'm running for governor in South Dakota, Constitution Party. All right, very
excellent.
Cool. We were listening to your show with Michael Bolden. Hold on, who's calling me? Can't talk to you now. Yeah, this is the kind of thing. When I've been traveling, I forget to do basic things like, you could
turn your phone off.
You know, I got nobody to blame but myself. She says, I'm running for a governor in South Dakota, Constitution Party. We were listening to your show with Michael Bolden and Nullify the NSA, and you had mentioned the universities participating. They are getting grants to research seed modification to develop the GMOs that are resistant to the chemicals they are spraying on us. How do we nullify these grants and the spraying of our skies? God help us, Curtis Strong. We would absolutely pray to a supreme being for help because we need it. But at the same time, these universities, they will bow to the pressure. Just like, you know, remember with apartheid, how many of the universities were investing in South Africa? And because of the outrage of so many in America protesting apartheid, they began to divest from it. The same scenario, the same level of outrage needs to occur to have these universities to divest from the government / taxpayer money that's being thrown their way from the Monsantos, Syngentas, etc. of the world, DuPonts as well, to genetically modify this garbage that is causing this poison to occur. As we said, separation of medicine and state, separation of synthetic chemicals and state would help, would go a long way to help. Stop supporting. If you're, let's say, an alma mater of, if your alma mater is participating in GMO research, let them know about it. Tell them you're not going to donate any more money. If you are, it's going to be stopping, and they will start getting that hint much more rapidly than if you don't. And that's where we're going for the rest of the show here, talking GMOs, GMO mosquitoes they want to unleash on the Keys in South Florida. We've got an event down there Thursday the 23rd of this month. Liam Sheff and I are heading down. We're going to be there. Or will you? I hope you will. Trish Sheldon will tell us more about it. We'll be broadcasting live from the event down there, and all the other events we'll be adding into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Please support our sponsors. They're the reason we can do this 6 days a week. God bless them, and God bless you. We'll be right back with Liam Sheff.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carroll, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. You can eliminate inflammation and pain. You can eliminate constipation or irritable bowels. You can flatten your tummy without exercises, and you can make your complexion clearer and more youthful. You can feel good from the inside out. Find out that as far back as 1749, what was able to reverse one man's death sentence and open up 160 spas to dispense this life-giving food. Call 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047. 866-844-1047.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener,
we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Alrighty then. You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Right. Robert Scott Bell.
Are we back? Tom, are we back? Thank you. We're back. Hallelujah. It's Friday. We're almost done, but no, our work is never done. Blood-sucking leeches? No. Blood-sucking genetically modified mosquitoes with suicide genes and various strange viral proteins engineered into it to be unleashed on Margaritaville in Key West in South Florida. Are you going to let them do it? Well, we're going to do our level best to stop it, and our friends at GMO Free Florida, including Chris Sheldon, are going to join us in a little while. But right now, he's, I don't know, is he a scientist? He certainly annoys the ones who claim to be scientists. I say this guy's as a scientist as they should be, the one that asks questions and doesn't stop asking. His name, Liam Schiff. He's with us from Official Stories in a great new video on what is a scientist, hilarious and pointed and poignant. Liam Schiff, my friend, thank you for being here.
Hi, Robert. I'm a scientist, and I just wanted you to know that I'm correct.
And how do you know this, sir?
Did you have a question? You don't get to ask. You're not a scientist.
That's not very nice.
We're not nice. We get to go to conferences, and you don't get to come because you're not invited. You didn't go to school with us.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel so out of the club.
You are. You're not a scientist.
But is it true that scientists eat their young?
Hmm. No comment.
We don't have any young. We don't really believe in breeding. In fact, we're trying to replicate ourselves through a genomic turnstile device that we're working on right now. We actually need funding for it. We have a Kickstarter going on at the NIH if you'd care to contribute. You're allowed.
Well, maybe we could redirect some of the funds Harry Reid was asking Robert Gates, head of the Pentagon, to turn into IBS discoveries.
IBS.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we could use some funding to investigate that. It couldn't anything to do with
is this scientist like in like Greece or something? We've got like a delay. Is that like the is this a phone issue here?
Is there someone speaking to me?
Yes, Super Don is asking questions of the
Dr. Chef.
Dr. Chef.
Dog, I see.
You know,
Dr. Chef, scientist at large.
Ah, you're
I'm
an
sorry,
expert.
I'm trying
you're
to
right.
take in your questions and translate them into science talk.
Okay.
I was trying to take your lay discussion and translate it to my advanced degree.
Hmm.
Well, you notice how if you get into a discussion of GMOs in the blogosphere, so-called, they don't call it that anymore, but on the social networks, right, the NSA, FBI social networks, the scientists or the shills that claim to be scientists will come in and start shouting and screaming and yelling and ranting and say the things you've just said, Liam. You can't ask these questions. You're not a scientist. You didn't go to our school. You don't have a degree. And so what you're saying is not an exaggeration at all. And in fact, it's much worse than you're revealing, and it was just hilariously exposed on your latest video.
Yeah. So I did a video based on my family and everybody I've known. Sorry, guys. Some of them are that bad, but it's been a long time with them. It's based on a lot of the people who get on the side of shilling for the GMOs, shilling for the vaccines. They're really cutthroat. And they put up GMO LOL. We are here to laugh at, defend science and laugh at people who don't like the good science of GMOs. I'm not kidding. You can look that up. I'm talking about the people at the science blogs at Seed Magazine, go by fake names, don't publish any papers. They just sit like the cool kids whose parents are wealthy at the Beverly Hills High School, and they make fun of the kids with the shoes that didn't cost $89, you know, or $150.
Hmm.
You know, and they suck. There's just no way to talk to them. And they really don't deserve to be talked to because they don't understand that I'm not interested in their opinion. They don't understand that science is not a person. Hey, science says, Robert, how many times have people said that? Well, the science is settled. Science says. Science is right whether you like it or not. Science, you know?
Well, that's going on right now in Atlanta with that latest case of a guy that supposedly had sex with women and didn't tell them he had HIV that can't be determined by the test that they claim said he had HIV. So, you know, people would shout that down and say, well, the science is settled. You can't question the test. It's similar to a lot of the things we've discussed on the air over the years here, as well as, Liam, what you've written about. You appeared in, documentaries about this as well. We don't mind upsetting those who claim to be scientists. And that's why, you know, we've talked a lot off the air as well about my aversion to high-level degrees and these higher levels of learning or institutions that are quite revered in our Western culture, like they are a Vatican-like entity, yet for science.
Right. You know, the culture that we live in is in a kind of paroxysm. People go out of their minds trying to, I'm reading all of these books on human development, anthropology, the difference among and between sexes, if there really are that many differences. And everybody has to start out with Charles Darwin. So they all have to start out with Charles Darwin and revere Charles Darwin. And Charles Darwin was an idiot. With due respect to the people who disagree, read Origin of the Species and The Descent of Man. Actually read them. And ask yourself, what kind of mealy-mouthed philosophy is this that says that life happens because of an accident that occurs by accident because life has an inherent tendency to be variable?
But
life has an inherent tendency to be variable, Robert.
Yeah, but Liam, you know, when you say Darwin is an idiot, it's like insulting Jesus to a devout Christian. I mean, in other words, they look at Darwin as almost a savior or a messiah in that realm.
Where's your messiah now? See? Where's your messiah now?
Yeah, where's Darwin to defend himself on this? He's dead. Sure, you can pick on him, Liam. He's dead. He's not here.
He is here. They froze his head. He's at Walt Disney World. He's in the Small World exhibit.
No wonder why I was freaked out in that exhibit all those years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, Darwin sucks because he was a Victorian prude who was afraid of sex, who thought that women didn't have or enjoy sex, who what he was trying to do, as I talk about in Chapter 8 of Official Stories, my book on Amazon.com, what I explained there and other researchers have explained over time was that Darwin wasn't, well, I don't know if anybody ever said it so clearly, but Darwin wasn't a scientist. He was simply anti-religious. And there's a big difference. There's a big difference in saying everything didn't happen because a guy in a gown during 7 days made it all happen. Okay, sure, I get it. I never said that happened. There's a difference between that and saying, well, we don't really know why life happens at all, but to say it happens by accident, there's no mindfulness or creativity in the universe, is to look at the created universe and deny its existence. And that's what Darwin does. And he, you know, his inheritors are guys like Richard Dawkins, who talks out of eight sides of his mouth about how creative and wonderful the universe is and then how pointless it all is. And you just want to smack him hard, really hard. Like, dude, make up your mind, you know? And so the scientific elite always attacks its own. So I'm just a clown to them. They'll make, you know, they'll get a gutter level and spit all over us and make fun of us. But they'll go after Jeffrey Smith because he happens to dance. Oh, no, Robert, Jeffrey's a swing dancer. You can swing
dance. He and his wife are the great dancers. They just flow like I could only hope to in my wildest dreams what they do.
Jeffrey's a very fine, fun, if you watch him, you know, he's all smiles out there in the floor. And, you know, you just, what do you do except enjoy somebody's enjoyment of the thing they do? But for these idiots on the pro-GMO pages, don't say anything like, well, actually, Jeffrey Smith's point, which actually he's only quoting the medical research, he's only quoting the scientific research, his point that the gut biota is damaged by glyphosate. We think that that's not as true as he says it is because they never do that. Now that would be a logical statement that you could almost defend if it were true, but they can't, so they don't go for it. They say, we don't like you because you're a dancer. Well, I have a new, you know, LOL. I have a new one. It's GFY. I'll let you figure it out. The last one is yourself.
Oh, well, they've earned it though.
I send that. It's a New York expression. I send it to
go find yourself.
Go find yourself.
Yeah, I knew
go
it.
Find yourself.
Yeah, that's actually a very deep thing to tell somebody. Go find yourself.
Yeah.
Go friend yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Or in a restaurant, go fuck yourself.
Well, the thing is, if they friend themselves, they're gonna get. I heard that. Yes, I did. They're gonna annoy themselves so much by friending themselves that they'll maybe they'll get it. I don't know. But you're right. These science shills.
Robert.
Oh well, yeah. I'm really concerned about that. I mean, I've never been.
Attack.
What?
They're gonna attack, but not us. We're nobody to them. We're clowns. We're performing. What do you call those in the court? We're jesters.
Yes.
You know, as I said to you off the air, you could take all this health stuff away from me. Go let me MC at a strip club. I'd have a fine, fine life.
And you'd be very funny.
I would have a great, great time. Tell me all your problems, girls. Not all of them. But they're going to go after this guy, Michael Hansen, who's going to be speaking on Thursday. Michael Hansen is a PhD biologist and ecologist. Techniques in the integrated pest management field, you know, who's talking, I think, reasonably about this insanity about genetically modified mosquitoes with herpes and what are they looking at? Ebola strains that they make up, that they graft out of PCR cells and then jam into these little animals and forcibly shove into, like, what are we talking about? Where's our Charlton Heston?
Yeah. Well, it's embarrassing. One day they wake up. Maybe they repent. I don't know. But at the same time, we tend to mock them, and rightfully so, to deflate their sense of self-worth. But really, maybe to, I don't know, take the energy from their barbs away so that people realize when they're screaming at you, it really doesn't land. Unless you worship those institutions of higher programming or propagandizing for the religion of science or scientism. Liam Sheff is here. He's going to stick around. We're going to wrap up the show heading into the weekend. Healing Revolution Friday. Trish Sheldon scheduled Thursday. We're all going to be together. Maybe even get Richard Pearl there. The three aminos will get have a wild time together at the GMO event with Jeffrey Smith. Stopping them GMO mosquitoes next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
You want to see where GMO-free Florida is. It's all over the state, but where you got to be. Next Thursday, January 23rd, it is Liam Sheff pretending to be Trish Sheldon. We can't track her down. If she calls in, just put her through, Tom. But in the meantime, the event, Thursday, the 23rd, starting at 4, we'll be starting our broadcast at the usual time, 3 o'clock Eastern, live from the event. Our buddy Charles, is that who's hosting it? The Padilla Academy? Is that where we're going to be?
Absolutely. Charles Weber of GM, non-GMO organics, of BM Organics, non-GMO organic, is hosting it at his school, which teaches in, the classical language of Greek and Latin. Charles is so bright.
Oh my gosh, yes. Coconut Creek, Florida, I believe. It's just north of Fort Lauderdale.
So here we have Michael Hansen, Consumers Union, and I was talking about him before the break, and I was saying that these guys, you, me, we're just media clowns to them. We're a little tiny thorn in their foot, but we can't stop them because we're not in their club. Now, I don't want to be in their club, and I know you don't want to be in their club. I think we would have just had to swallow so much swill and horse doo-doo to be in their club that we just walked away from that kind of thing. But these guys, These so-called scientists, I just call them petrochemical propagandists, right?
Yes.
These petrochemical propagandists have a high tolerance for dishonesty because what they're actually after, whether they realize it or not, is just to be worshipped and be seen as life-saving priests, like the middle-aged priests who, you know, burnt women or killed them for, I don't know, using herbs and remedies and called them witches. So Michael Hansen, senior staff scientist, yeah, Consumers Union is not one of the witches, or he's not one of the witch hunters. He got into it because, I imagine, because he was very curious. He liked to see how life worked. He liked to protect it, right? So he's all about this GMO labeling bills. And you go to his page, you know, I see about 100-something different pages, letters, advisories, letters to Congress, comments on, you know, GM bills. We got to get these initiatives going. We got to do this. And here he is. Mike has been sharing his scientific expertise with Consumers Union for more than 20 years. Biologist and ecologist, did his PhD in the techniques of integrated pest management, has identified many an insect for concerned staff. So he talks about this, but he's talking about food safety, genetic engineering, pesticide use, seems to be talking on our side of the fence. So they're going to go after him. Jeffrey Smith is to them low-hanging fruit. Jeffrey's a public activist, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely is.
Jeffrey reads the material. He's bright, and he puts it together in a way that everybody can understand. He doesn't leave out the important details, and he doesn't lie. That really matters, and that's why people trust him. It's just that straightforward.
When we have Trish... She is here, Trish Sheldon from GMO Free Florida. We've kind of set the stage for the event, Trish. We just have a couple of minutes. If you'll give us some brass tack, organic, non-GMO details, who's going to be coming, and all of that. We just confirmed Liam is there. The Robert Scott Bell Show is there broadcasting live, and you are too, Trish.
I'm definitely going to be there. I'll be reading a letter from Rep. Basilinda in support of House Bill 1. I'm really excited. She can't be there, but she'll be there in spirit. We're really excited to host Jeffrey Smith. The Tampa event went amazing. They had over 400 participants, excellent media coverage at the event. And our next event is Thursday the 3rd at 4 p.m. in Coconut Creek at Paideia Classical Academy.
Yes, and we'll be there broadcasting live beginning at 3 o'clock through 5, like normal hours of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Dr. Lynn Lafferty, our good friend, will be there as well. We've got other speakers, elected officials, doctors scheduled. We got Robert Fishman's going to be there sponsoring it as well. VIP press reception. The film Scratching the Surface will be shown. Community networking. Panel of experts at 7 p.m. And then Q&A at 8. And it's at St. Luke Orthodox Chapel, Paideia Classical Academy. Man, I can't wait to be there with you guys. This is so very important. And I want to say a shout out again to Sovereign Silver for helping to make it possible for us all to be there.
Absolutely. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long time.
It has. It has. And too quick time, Trish. I'm glad you were able to squeeze in. We've got the links to GMO Free Florida, the Facebook link to the event. Liam Sheff, my good friend, we'll be road tripping together again. Hopefully we'll get the three aminos together, too. It'll be an awesome time and a very important meeting of good spirit, good souls, doing the right thing. That's what we do here. Thank you, Super Don. Thank you to Tom. Thank you to Dr. Frank King. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this possible each and every day. Yeah, and don't thank the scientists. Don't beat them up either. They're not really scientists. But the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1-3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.